Wine, wine, and more wine. Well, that was the goal. Yesterday, I was looking forward to my bang bang broccoli and rice and a glass of Moscato. Doesn't that sound great? It did. Until I couldn't find that corky thing. You know what I'm talking about? That thing you need to get the cork out the bottle? Stupid thing. Well, first of all, with my smaller bottle of Moscato, I didn't need that. All I had to do was unscrew the top. But oh no, I had to be extra for the weekend. I figured after tomorrow's run, I could drink more wine at my leisure. Wine, wine, and more wine. I had nothing to prove and nowhere to go. Why not? Until dun, 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 dun. Yes, the E reared its ugly head. Who's E? I'm glad you asked. The inevitable. I said it, and there it is. Let me put this out. I'm not sure if it was because I'm postmenopausal or if I just have no patience for some things, but my patience gets very short very fast. So with the initial search, you know, the one when you get ready to eat, but now you can't find that thingy, I decided to have some juice. It seemed like the reasonable thing to do for the moment. However, after I ate, I was determined to find that thing. Funny thing is, since we moved, I haven't seen the package with them in it. I digress. So I eat, put up my dishes, and resume the search. Let me add, hubby is on the couch. This is significant. Well, on the first attempt, I looked over the cabinets that were over the stove. Well, that's where I usually store the thingies. To my dismay, it wasn't there. My box, though, my precious box with the recipes, fall into the grease below. Of course, I drop 100 F-bombs as my hubby looks on. Are you okay, he asks. In my mind, my response is, hell no. And why are you looking at me like I have two horns growing from my head? Of course, his response is, you just need to sit down. Nobody got time for that. I have a bottle of Moscato calling my name, the 53-year-old responds. Why would I do any of that? Disgusted, I wash my recipes that have been contaminated by the oil with Dawn. Dawn cleans everything. I've calmed down, son. As I study the bottle of wine, aha, that little voice says inside, we can get that long pointy knife and stick it in the cork and turn it like the thingy. That will work. So I do that. Just like the 30-something in me, prancing around like I won the lottery. I get my tools, then I go to work. Of course, the first attempt doesn't go well. It doesn't even turn. Well, second try, I get it to turn, but it isn't coming up. Third attempt, well, let's just say I got it out the way, along with some wine that flew way up and away also, not in the right direction. Lots of F-bombs are dropped, along with the tossing of the knife. Well, that got the hubby's attention. He responds, you almost hit me with that knife. You don't need that wine that bad. My inner me, I do. And I'm going to get some one way or the other. I digress. And I go to the shower to hide from the embarrassment. Wine was everywhere. It shot out that freaking bottle like champagne. I was astonished, but I had to keep my cool. So after my shower, now that I had calmed down a little, I offered hubby some wine. He obliged. It was tasty. Hopefully, I'll find some of those corky removers this weekend. We can't have any more knives flowing or throwing. This is a toast to Friday and to July 4th Eve. Wine cures all. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. Everybody!